Penguin Random House Audio presents Cultured, How Traditional Foods Feed Our Microbiome by Katherine Harmon Courage. Read for you by Brittany Presley. To my mom and dad, Pamela Rogers and William Harmon, thank you for encouraging me to ask lots of questions and to get my hands dirty. I contain multitudes. Walt Whitman, Song of Myself, 1855. The dependence of the intestinal microbes on the food makes it possible to adopt measures to modify the flora in our bodies. Elie Metchnikoff, The Prolongation of Life, Optimistic Studies, 1907. Introduction. We are not alone. We enjoy seeing ourselves as the evolutionary apex, striding confidently, inevitably out of the primordial muck, descending from the trees and perfecting our proud, upright posture. I hate to be the bearer of humbling news, but we have not arrived at this perceived pinnacle alone. We've had help. I'm not talking about ancient apes or even the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. I'm talking about bugs. More precisely, we've had help from the trillions of bacteria, fungi, viruses, and archaea that have inhabited our bodies for millions of years and had existed on this planet for billions of years before we even came along. Walt Whitman was more correct than he ever could have known. We contain multitudes beyond our wildest imaginations. Not only do we contain these multitudes, but we also depend on them. Without our microbes, we wouldn't be here. We would never develop properly functioning immune systems. We would not get many of the extra nutrients we need from food, and our whole bodies, inside and out, would be a vast, open, welcoming landscape for opportunistic pathogens to find a home. We would be dead meat. Or more accurately, we wouldn't even be here in the first place. Recently, we have not been doing these essential microbes any favors. Through our own passion for progress and scientific crudeness, and with a dash of hubris, we've actually been doing a fairly expeditious job ruining this complex and crucial bodily ecosystem. Our microbes, known collectively as the human microbiota, or microbiome, are disappearing. We'll use the two terms pretty much interchangeably here. Some scientists have earmarked microbiome to refer only to the collection of genes comprising the microbiota, in the way the human genome is our collection of genes. But I rather like the notion, as argued by other researchers, that instead, microbiome should describe the whole environment, bugs, bile, and all, in the way we also discuss the biome of a forest or a river delta. And while we're on the topic, although it has become common to speak of the gut flora, that is somewhat of a misnomer. Flora classically connotes plants, and in this case, we're dealing primarily with organisms in entirely different domains from plants. This could have been a fair mistake to make a few centuries ago, but even the first person to see bacteria, Antony van Leeuwenhoek, inventor of the microscope in the 17th century, designated the tiny organisms as animalcules. So we'll stick with microbiome and variations thereof. This transformation is occurring just as we are beginning to learn about our microbes' roles in health and disease. We are discovering links between changes in the microbiota and obesity, allergies, diabetes, and depression, all of which are currently soaring despite our advances in medicine. If we looked at our daily choices through the eyes of our microbes, it would appear as if we've been working systematically to make their lives and livelihoods difficult, if not impossible. It's as if we've been on a blind rampage against some of our most important collaborators. There are many ways in which we've stopped providing for, and in many cases, directly assaulted our microbes. In just the past several generations, we have dramatically changed course from the vast majority of human history and pre-human evolution. During this time, we have been waging a war on our microbes. For example, taking indiscriminate antibiotics, which only reached wide availability about 2.5 generations ago, and heck, just getting indoor plumbing, have upended our ancient microbiota in just the past handful of generations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?